This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because eventually we do have to turn the page and get you ready for Game 5. Even though last night was so awesome, man. I don't want to do it yet. I'm not ready to do it. Maybe at 8:45 I'll be forced to do it when it comes to Game 5 of the Guardians. By the way, we just had Daryl Ryder on. He and Baskin, Andy Baskin, they break down the latest news on and off the field during their podcast. It's always game day in Cleveland, including post-game drops every game. After every game. I don't know. They probably could have started that podcast. What do you think? About 8 minutes left to go third quarter?
I think so.
Subscribe to the podcast now, 923thefan.com, the free Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast. Sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. Nathan Zagura going to join us at 9. You ready to get your buckets out? Leaks are coming.
It's about that time, right?
Charles Robinson was on Pro Football Talk. And this is what Charles Robinson, man, you know what? You can hate the message, but don't you hate the messenger. This is what Charles Robinson had to say about one Deshaun Watson.
I talked to an AFC executive. We got to Watson as being part of the subject, and he recounted to me he had an ability at one point to watch Deshaun in a Texans practice. And this was the year that Deshaun, it was his last big year in Houston when they went 4-12, but he put up massive statistics, right? So he said, I'm standing there and I'm watching him. And during the course of practice, I see him continually looking at the sideline and he's looking at Bill O'Brien. And he's like, and I'm realizing that there's a multitude of decisions that he's got to make in practice. But he's looking to the head coach to make these decisions. And this executive said to me, I was stunned because we were at the point in his career where that should not happen at all anymore. He said, in that moment, I thought to myself, like, this is not a fully developed situation here. Like, there's something still missing. And yeah, he's putting up big stats. They're losing games, but there's something not completely right. And he said, that's something that he has thought about as he's watched Watson later in his career, was that Billy O'Brien, you know, might've been covering for craters, some missing pieces in that development for Deshaun Watson, and maybe how the scheme was running and some other things. And that's sort of what we're now seeing, is that he wasn't a fully baked cake at that point in Houston. We thought he was because of the numbers, but we weren't seeing everything that was going on behind the scenes.
That's audio courtesy of PFT. Now, you can go back through the archives. I don't know if you can go back that far. Can I say who was telling us that in Houston? It was a radio show host. It wasn't an insider. You know exactly what I'm talking about. He was here at the Fan. I'm sure he would back up his statements, but I'll let people go find it out for themselves. He was telling us the exact same stuff. The exact same stuff. Now, I thought it was sour grapes because of everything that was going on at that time. I mean, it was a complete and utter dumpster fire down there. And I thought a little bit of it was like he was maybe looking at that, why we are in this entire mess down here because of you. And I, when things are going bad, I go, okay, what's true and what's not? When things go bad in other places, I go, what's true and what's not? Here we are looking for anybody to blame. So we're ready to go after people with pitchforks. When I hear that, though, that's alarming. So it's like, what were we sold on? I'm thinking, there's no way they went into this not knowing that. Not knowing that there was that possibility,
well, here's,
right?
Well, here's the thing about that. Is somebody
would Andrew Berry advocate for this with Paul? I imagine Paul DiPodesta. To make that move after the end of 2021, knowing this?
Well, what? That he,
or not knowing this?
That he can't read defenses or needs to have his hand held?
Yeah.
I'll say this. Like, the Deshaun Watson, as a guy who wanted him, was excited to get him, just for the on-the-field stuff, I thought he was going to be such a difference maker instantly. You know, a lot of guys come into the league and actually have some early success and don't really know how to do things intellectually in a football way until Patrick Mahomes constantly tells people he didn't know what he was doing, yet he was winning, he was making up for it.
And I think that's part of humility there. Like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, okay, you really don't? I think you kind of do. And when I heard that, I thought it was sour grapes. I'm going, he's a few years into this.
Well,
was
you would
it 17,
expect.
18, 19, 20? I mean, you're a few years into this process. You're an MVP caliber player. I just didn't want to believe that. I didn't believe it.
Who looked like he was two steps ahead of some of the elite defenses in the league.
Exactly.
So that's why I wasn't buying any of that stuff when it happened. Now you're right. Now there's going to be a lot more people starting to talk about the issues with Deshaun Watson. And now they're going to make it seem like he was never good at football. He was never a good leader. He was never somebody who could, you know, audible at the line of scrimmage. It's like, come on, guys. We have enough film to see that he was a very, very good football player.
Yeah.
But you also expect guys to get better and to get smarter over time. And sometimes that doesn't happen. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then he had how much time away? And then last year he had a surgery. So it's like trying to figure out where your arm is and what kind of throws you just simply can't make anymore.
Like if you're
compared
just,
to the stuff you could.
If you're just playing by feel, it's not going to take you very far. There's plenty of guys who play by feel and they get by in high school and they get by in college. This is different. And like you
might have been RG3 early
on. But that's the thing. It's RG3 was good for a year. Yeah. Then it got hurt and then that was the end of it. Other guys, they come in, they're good, they get figured out, and then all of a sudden the wheels come off. He was good for a few years. He got hurt his rookie season, came back, and was good.
Even better, yeah.
So I wanted to flatly refuse to believe that when I was told that then. And then Charles Robinson brings that up, and then you got every single rumor coming out about how much power does Kevin Stefanski have? Could he actually sit Deshaun Watson if he wanted to? Everybody outside of Cleveland, well, why wouldn't you sit Deshaun Watson? Well, the reasoning that they have is that they want to win football games, so you would want to sit Deshaun Watson. And the only recourse I have is something that Nick said, which I completely disagree with, but I know he might end up being right in the end. Does this season just become one great big experiment to see whether or not he has anything left before they have to eat the most monstrous salary in the history of the league? Because I'm steadfast on this. Like I do believe on Sunday against the Bengals, Nick Chubb has to be activated by then. You could activate him and not play him. And they could bring out Nick Chubb. And Nick Chubb is such a beloved figure here. He would cover for anything. I mean, not everything, but I imagine everything that could go wrong against Philadelphia. But man, like there's going to be a time where they're just going to start booing him. And then if you get to next year, like you can't start next year. I don't care what Albert Breer says. And maybe Albert Breer will be right. I'll be sick to my stomach. If this continues to go into the toilet, you can't start him next year. You got to sell tickets. You got to get fans excited about something. The only way he starts next year is if he starts ahead of a rookie you just drafted.
Yeah, I agree.
And you've just decided to go headlong into fans just wanting to replace him.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, unless he played well, and then you'd be fine. You'd be like, all right, now the backup can get some seasoning.
That's why I brought this up, and it wouldn't seem to be right, and it wouldn't seem to be fair to whatever rookie's playing in college right now. It wouldn't be fair to that guy, but that's the nature of the business. You've got to get fans excited about something. Fans do not get excited over the specter of $172 million in cap hits. Fans don't get excited for that. They could get excited for Shedeur Sanders, Quinn Ewers, pick your poison, any of those guys.
I'm kind of nervous about this week. I know the Bengals game is the one where, I know Zach Jackson keeps saying there's no way they're going to trot him out there if they lose again this week. And that's why I do wonder if this is the week. I mean, earlier in the week I said if he struggles again and it looks anything like it did last week, I do think he's getting benched in that game.
And look at my reasoning. Look how flimsy that is. Well, we'll put Nick Chubb out there, and the fans will love Nick Chubb so much we can go ahead and we can start Deshaun Watson. That's not a game plan to win a football game.
No, not at all.
That ain't nothing there. Because I can say, hey, you know what? We got the same record as the Bengals. I don't know. The Bengals are going toe-to-toe with these teams, and they're losing football games. Their defense sucks. Their secondary sucks. Von Bell can't cover everybody when he's out there. Their pass rush isn't very good, but they're still in these games. We're getting boat raced. We can't get anything going offensively against Las Vegas, and we just got rolled up against the Commanders. They're singing that Hail song again. You can't say, is it Hail to the Commanders now when they changed it? It doesn't roll off the tongue.
No,
it used to be two syllables. Now it's like four.
Yeah,
it's too many syllables. But they're singing that now. It's just like the old days for them. And so what are we, the get-right game for everybody? While we try to figure out, quote-unquote figure out, I think people got it kind of figured out right now, don't they?
I can't believe how things went off the rails last week. Maybe I sounded naive last week on the pregame show. I did, because I thought I saw signs against the Raiders. That went right out the window.
And I was and I was one of the few who didn't. So what's that say? Because I'm a pretty positive person when it comes to this stuff, and I couldn't get myself going, and I can't get myself going against this. You got Devontae Smith. You got AJ Brown. You have a defense that has taken on some water. MJ Emerson has fallen off a cliff for some reason. I want to ask Nathan about that coming up at 9.
And Philly's desperate.
And Philly is a desperate football team. And Saquon Barkley can run the football. And I haven't even gotten to the defense yet. Zach Bond's a good linebacker. And they're going to mix things up and go right after Deshaun Watson. They're going to put on pressure. And they're hoping as well, by the third quarter, he's going to see ghosts and run himself into sacks. And it's going to be the same old song and dance. And it's going to be the same angry feelings. And I hope and pray that the Guardians win on Saturday. So at least we got something to be excited about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.